T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Eli the Great.
All right, on the line with us right now is our expert, Eli the Great, Radio.com Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 and get your first refill pack for free. Eli, of course, a part of You Better You Bet, the first ever live sports betting podcast, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 on the Radio.com app. And, of course, on Sundays as well from 9 to 1, you can follow the show at You Better You Bet. Eli the Great joins us right now. Hello, Eli.
What's going on, guys? Second to last week, or at least second to last slate of football. I'm getting pretty depressed over here.
Yeah, really. Well, you'll just turn your attention to basketball and college basketball and whatever else. But so, what do we think this weekend? You have two games, both 7 point, 7.5 point favorites, depending on where you look at it. I guess let's start off with the early game, and really the game that I am most intrigued by, because watching Tennessee, I believe Tennessee, I mean, I'll take plus 7. I think Tennessee can win the game outright. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I think the Titans, I like Tennessee to cover the 7.5, especially since you're getting a hook. And I've heard differing opinions on this, whether taking the Titans as a dog correlates to the over or the under. Regardless of the way you think about that, though, the total is inflated from last week's game when the Chiefs put up 41 straight points against the Texans. Therefore, people are saying, well, how does Kansas City get stopped against Tennessee? The Titans got plenty of pressure on Lamar Jackson last week. If you get one red zone stop against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense, that total goes under. So I like Tennessee for the fact that they're going to try to play keep away from Mahomes, run with Derrick Henry. Chris Jones is questionable for the matchup, but probably on the wrong side of questionable, the Chiefs' best run stopper at defensive tackle. And Derrick Henry is at his best when he sees stacked boxes, so 8 or more men in the box. I love the Titans here getting plus 7.5, and I really like the under. If you could play keep away and keep the ball away from Mahomes, you're going to tick the clock, and I think it goes under as well.
Yeah, I guess I agree with you. That's the
both of you are crazy.
Well, but I agree
about the under and Tennessee. No way.
But what Eli's saying is right. If you think it's going to be Tennessee, then you would think that the way that they do it is by keeping the game close and low scoring, because I don't know can Tennessee score 30, 35 points and outscore the Chiefs. I don't know. So you like that? I'm looking at a money line here, Eli. So you put up 100, you can win, we'll say, plus 270 if Tennessee outright wins. How do you decide whether or not you're going to do a money line bet or not? Do you put a little bit on the money line and then you take the points otherwise, or what do you do?
Yeah, when you're getting about 4 more points, I typically sprinkle a little bit on the money line, because you want to, if you think a dog has a shot to win, obviously, if you're betting on an underdog, you feel like they have a shot to win the game. And when the money line price is 2-1 or better, and in this case, like you mentioned, at plus 270, I would sprinkle a little bit. So, like, if you're betting $100 to win $270 and then combine $370 or whatnot of a net profit, I would put down, $20-$30 on the money line to try to, again, about a third of what you're putting down, maybe a fourth of what you're putting down as a whole on the money line as well. I'm curious, though, in this matchup, like for Andy Reid, and going back to last week's game against the Texans, Houston went in a ton of man-to-man looks against Mahomes. Is that exposable again if the Titans go with that, or was that just a product of the Texans' defense? Because that concerns me a little bit if Tennessee does the same thing.
Yeah, I think that was a product of Houston's defense, but I would also say, Eli, that Tennessee's defense is much better than Houston's. I think with Adoree Jackson, I don't know if Malcolm Butler is going to be able to play this Sunday, but I think Tennessee, just as a scheme, does a better job than Houston does. I would ask, Eli, what's the weather supposed to be like Sunday?
Yeah, no, it's a good point. I don't think there is supposed to be any precipitation for this game. Obviously, that would correlate to the under. It looks like it's supposed to be clear, 20 degrees, so it's just the chill. The wind's about 10 miles an hour, so nothing dramatic there. But again, the total for me comes down to, again, I like Tennessee. Ryan Tannehill is fantastic off-play action. But if you're trying to play keep away from Mahomes and Henry has a big day on the ground, I think is over-under for the prop bet. If you're trying to, again, get Henry and just bet on him as a single bet instead of the Titans as a whole, over-under 110 rushing yards, and I know that seems like a lot, but against that Chiefs rushing defense, which is susceptible against the run, I think he gets it.
Yeah. Ooh.
So Eli likes the Titans plus 7.5, also the under, and for a prop that you like out there, you like Derrick Henry going over the 110.
We're trying to cash all
like
tights here, guys. We're going
like
all in.
I like Henry over 110. I definitely see him going over 110 yards.
Let's look to the NFC now, and the same 7.5, 7, depending on where you're looking. Really 7.5, I guess, across the board. San Francisco. You know, Eli, I feel like that. I don't have a great feel for this game. I Green Bay has been good this year, but not great. And San Francisco, just with the home field and their defensive line, you feel like that they're the best team. But then also Jimmy Garoppolo, which Jimmy Garoppolo is going to show up. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. A lot of sharps are on San Francisco. Obviously, you saw the line open at 7 on Sunday, and it's up to 7.5. Not a significant move, but it's enough of a sharp move off of the line to tick up a half a point. In that last matchup when Green Bay got blown out in San Francisco earlier in the season, 38-7, the Packers averaged 2.8 yards per play. Now, that doesn't mean the number has to go up, right? Just because it's a rematch game, and I know people could say, okay, the 49ers defense, like you mentioned, one of the best pass-rushing defenses in football, a really good secondary with Richard Sherman and Kawan Williams, and the Packers are fraudulent. They have scripted plays at the beginning of the game, and then when they dial it back in the second half, teams take advantage, like Seattle did last week. So the Aaron Rodgers factor, though, like besides all the positivity for San Francisco there, like I mentioned, Aaron Rodgers and just that capability to come back in a game when he's trailing, if San Francisco doesn't jump out in front and Aaron Rodgers strikes down the field a couple times, unlike what he did earlier in the season, I would consider taking San Francisco live. My lean would be Green Bay plus 7.5, though. If you're getting over a touchdown with Aaron Rodgers, I know the 49ers can get pressure without blitzing, which is huge against Rodgers because then obviously you have more of a blanket down the field and you can still get after him and create pressure even if you can't bring him down. But, yeah, I like the Packers getting 7.5 in this matchup. Just the Rodgers factor. And also Kenny Clark makes a huge difference for that Packers rushing defense against a really good 49ers rushing attack. So I like both dogs this weekend.
And he quickly,
I'm with you on Green Bay. I like Green Bay plus 7.5 this weekend. And real quick, did Davante Adams play in that first game? I don't think he played in that first game, did he?
Correct, he did not. But right. at the same time, like Aaron Rodgers, his yards per pass attempt, it's under 6 with Adams back. So that perception I'm not discrediting what you're saying, but that perception that Aaron Rodgers automatically takes a step up with Adams back, it's a little bit like misconstrued because of the way he's played since Adams has come back. He's not the same. He's not the same quarterback.
Okay. All right, there he is, Eli the Great. You can check him out, You Better, You Bet. That's Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. And what are your hours on Sunday, Eli? Are you going?
Yeah, so,
go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to be on from 9 to 11 Central, so noon to 10 to noon Eastern time out on the East Coast in Philadelphia. I'm on in Chicago now. So, yeah, it's going to be fun talking and previewing the championship Sunday.
Excellent. Eli, thank you, man. We'll talk to you before the big game.
Have a good one, guys. Have a good rest of the show.
All right. There he is, Eli, our sports betting insider, brought to you by Quip. Go to getquip.com/2019 to get your first refill pack for free. Coming up next is your chance to win $1,000. And Ike, also, we're going to talk to Kevin Franston, Phillies radio analyst, and also a 9-year veteran of Major League Baseball. We'll see what he thinks of all of this cheating stuff. Curious to see what he's going to say. I've heard some former players come out and talk about it, and Franson will tell us what he thinks of everything. That's coming up next. It's Marks and Reese. We are live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. We'll come back with Kevin Franston and your chance to win $1,000. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, McGregor and Cerrone are facing off this week. Not this week. And FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet on the fight. Now sign up with promo code Notorious and place a $10 bet on McGregor. Now if he wins, they'll give you up to $120 in site credit. Just sign up using promo code Notorious to qualify. FanDuel Sportsbook also has special promotions running every single day, like close loss insurance, touchdown bonuses, and boosted odds. Now, best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning fast withdrawals. Now, that means you can have your winnings in your pocket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.